Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws for March 24, 2018 by Ginger Rush. Newsletter content is edited for clarity and currency and time constraints. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Remember that we do not bowl next week because it is Good Friday. So for all of you who practice your faith during this time of the year, we wish to offer you a very blessed Holy Week. Candy money. Please turn in all outstanding candy money as soon as possible. We really need to get this thing wrapped up soon. We need to let you know about some congratulations, and they go out to all the winners of last week's Charles E. Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. We had several people who came home with money, including our Silver Bullets team of Carla Smith, Don Ball, and Susan Blackwelder, as well as Verl Ellis. Others placed in individual categories as well, and many thanks to the Forsyth Blind Bowlers for hosting what was, as always, a fantastic event. The Raleigh Outlaws Invitational details are coming out soon regarding registration, deadline, etc. But be sure to save the date of May the 5th, which is a Saturday. Egg hunts. It's springtime, and the NC Association of Parents of Visually Impaired, that's NCAPVI, once again is sponsoring beeping egg hunts in Winston-Salem and Raleigh in cooperation with the Winston-Salem Police Department Bomb Squad. In Winston-Salem, the event will be held on March 24 from 10 a.m. until noon at 2201 Ranolda Road, Ranolda Village. The hunt in Raleigh will be held on April 7, 10 a.m. until noon on the Governor Moorhead School campus, 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. For more information or to register, please contact the organizers at ncapvi@gmail.com. The Blind Idol returns. The 2018 Eastern Regional Semifinals of the Blind Idol competition will be sponsored again by Insightful Visionaries and held at the historic Carolina Theater in Durham, North Carolina. To enter, submit a video or MP3 audio file of you singing a song or a portion of a song of your choice not to exceed 2 minutes in length, either online or by mail. All submissions must arrive between February 12 and March 30 at 5 o'clock p.m. We're almost there. 20 semifinalists chosen by IFP Solution staff from the recorded submissions will be notified by April 16th. They are invited to one of two live semifinal auditions, one in Little Rock, Arkansas on June 2 and one in Durham on June 16. Semifinalists will perform at whichever location is closest to their home address by mileage. To submit or acquire information, go to www.blindidol.com. And if you would like to be a partner, sponsor, or volunteer, please contact Insightful Visionaries at www.insightfulvisionaries.org or give them a call at 919-890-0117. Some medical updates. Albert Roberson is doing well. The doctors have removed all the staples from his leg, and he says he will see us all soon. Hey, folks, we've enjoyed having R.D. Hall bowl with us recently, but he will be unable to complete the season as he had a heart attack on Tuesday of this week. Jan was home and called 911. He is now recovering at home. Our prayers are with him, and we look forward to seeing him back on the lanes again in the fall. And please continue to pray for Mike Rush as the doctors work to adjust his medications. Hopefully he will be able to come out for a visit to the alley soon. The Southeastern Blind Bowlers Tournament has moved to the spring, and it will be bowled in Durham April 6 to 8 at the Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street. We will not have league transportation for this event, but we will go. It is Go Triangle accessible for those who plan to participate. And keep in mind, you'll still be bowling in Raleigh on Friday, April 6. The scheduled events are as follows. On Friday evening at 7, we will have a short meeting at the hotel, and everyone is welcome to come and participate so that you can share your opinions. And then from 8 until 10, there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you'll be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1, the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with doubles and singles competition. The ABBA National Tournament entry forms have been sent. Now we just have to wait and see which squad we get. We have requested the early squad for teams and for singles and doubles. We'll let you know as soon as we find out. The Masters will be on Tuesday afternoon. Better make your hotel reservations now, however. There will be no extension on the room block, so please make it now and pay for the first night. You can cancel up to a week before if your rooming situation changes, but you're not guaranteed a room and certainly won't get the rate if you wait. The league does not have the ability at this time to reserve a block of rooms since it does require the payment of one night plus tax on a credit card, so everyone needs to do their own. We'll be staying at the South Point Hotel and Casino, 9777 Las Vegas Boulevard South, Las Vegas, Nevada, 891383. The rates from Sunday through Thursday are $78 per night plus tax. That's $88.14 total. On Friday and Saturday night, the rates go up to $155 per night plus tax. So be sure to make your reservations before the cutoff date of May 6th, because if not made by then, you're going to have to pay a much higher rate. The group code for the tournament is ABB0527, and you must use this to get your discounted rate. The phone number is 866-791-7626. If you plan to use the free airport shuttle, you need to call the hotel in advance to make a reservation. And by the way, they also offer a club card that you can get at the casino in order to get discounted prices on some of the restaurants in the casino. Or you can go to the club at southpoint.com and reserve one. The bowling alley is located inside the hotel. They have 60 lanes, two bowling alleys, and the one that you're going to be using is the tournament lanes. The other lanes that are used for the professional bowling tournaments and have grandstands for spectators. It's about a 5-minute walk from the hotel elevator, and you can either take the elevator or use an escalator. This is also where we will have registration, T-shirt sales, Chinese auction, and the conference meeting. And they have a full bar there, along with a small snack bar that serves hot dogs and chips. The tournament committee is also having a raffle, and they'll be selling tickets at $5 apiece. Mike Stabb is in charge of this raffle. It's called the Pittsburgh Experience. There will be only one winner, and the drawing will be in November during the mid-year meeting. The winner will receive tournament entry fees for the Pittsburgh Tournament of 2019. Round-trip sedan service for you and a guest to and from the airport. Four-night stay at the Sheraton. Just Ducky tour ride for you and a guest. Captain's dinner cruise for you and a guest on the Gateway Clipper. And Sunday brunch for you and a guest at the Grand Concourse Restaurant. This prize is worth over $800 in value. Please see Mike for your tickets at the tournament or any member of the committee. If you're not attending the tournament, you can still get tickets by contacting Mike at 412-304-8590 or Sandy McDaniel, and tickets will be mailed to you. If you need any other information, please feel free to contact Sandy McDaniel, the ABBA tournament director, via email at sandymcdan01@yahoo.com or by telephone at 386-576-6413. The bowling schedule is Monday, 6 p.m. doubles and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., 30 lanes for teams and 30 for doubles and singles. Tuesday also, 1 p.m., Masters Tournament. Wednesday, the 30th, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 4 p.m., doubles and singles. And finally, Thursday, the 31st, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., teams. And if you need a shirt for the ABBA National Tournament, please give Ginger your information. Once she gets a dozen items requested, an order can be placed. If you plan to go, please make sure you have appropriate outlaw attire to represent our league properly. The EYE, that's I, Retreat, is hosting their annual Glowathon fundraiser, and it will be held in conjunction with Wake County Schools on Friday, April 13. And they need help. They need more people to attend. So please ask your family, friends, and others to come along. The cost is $10. The Glowathon is from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. Participants walk laps. Each person selects a grade level to walk for, and the grade level with the most laps at the end of the night receives a surprise, which is usually a pizza party. There are typically food trucks there, too. Attendance the last few years has declined, and we really need to spread the word and get more folks from the community involved to come out. Contact Dr. Alan Chase at aachase1@gmail.com for more information. The Wake chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind is taking orders for nuts and candy. These are the same products that we purchase in the fall from Margaret Carter to support her Lioness Club. So if your supply has run out, here's a chance to restock. Contact John and Susan Blackwelder, John Watson, or call Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 to place an order. A gentle reminder, we need you to call in when you can sub. If you can leave voicemails when you can sub and when you know you'll need to be off on the Outlaw line at 919-755-0700, beginning on Sundays at 8 a.m. We do not always have time to call and recruit subs, so we really need to know who is available so that we can notify those who have spots on Thursday. Also, calling in when you know that you'll be out is extremely important because if you do not call out, we cannot attempt to find you a sub, and you will be responsible for the whole $12 fee. If you call out, you have until Wednesday night at 11 p.m. to reclaim your spot. Otherwise, it goes to the sub. The hot shots for week number 20 are Linda Lewis, 77, Darwishi Adams, 84, R.D. Hall, 85, Don Ball, 91, Judy Eason, 95, Wally Salahuddin, 100, Willie Jones, 100, Cynthia Burdine, 106, Jeff Tucker, 107, Brian Lewis, 111, Karen Broderick, 114, Jenna Meck, 121, Zelda Price, 122, Thelma Crumpler, 130, Francis Council, 132, Kaisha Adams, 139, Marjorie Conyers, 144, Michael Edwards, 145, Carla Smith, 147, Shelby Foster, 149, Kenny Farr, 150, Susan Blackwelder, 163, Herbert Everett, 178, and Van McLean, Jr., 186. There's going to be an open house on ADA transition planning on April the 5th. The City of Raleigh will host an open house where the public can provide input relative to accessibility as it pertains to the Americans with Disabilities Act. The open house will be at the Raleigh Convention Center, room 306, between the hours of 5 and 8 p.m. And this event will enable the city to gather accessibility input from the public and to discuss the process involved in developing an updated transition plan for the City of Raleigh. Participants can drop in at any time during the three-hour period and talk to the project team about their concerns and discuss accessibility issues. The city will provide easy-to-access information to gather sufficient input from participants. The information will also be used to help prioritize ADA accessibility within program services and facilities in the City of Raleigh. Those attending can receive complimentary parking, and they'll get a voucher. And that'll be for the Performing Arts Center deck located at 128 West South Street. And here are some tech tips. This recording of Spare Times includes a number of tech tips that may be of interest to you. The associated internet addresses are not included but are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. First up, Pay with Chip purports to be an app for Windows and Android that makes online shopping much easier for everybody. Considerable improvement when browsing with the latest Firefox version, and support for more Braille displays are among the most important features in the NVDA version 2018.1. Members of the NVDA community are planning this year's online NVDA Con and are asking for presentation ideas, short and long. The March 2018 version of Access World offers a review of the game A Hero's Call, a review of the new edition of iOS Access for All, your comprehensive guide to accessibility for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch. By Shelley Brisbane, there will be a 700-page book, coverage of new accessibility support options courtesy of Google, Microsoft, and Be My Eyes, as well as an introduction to the Unidescription project. CATIS, Certified Assistive Technology Instructional Standards Certification, will be available for technology trainers, and you can register for a webinar on the topic as well as for other developments in the Vision Studies program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. You will have missed the first session, but the second one will be on March 28. There is now objective research on Firefox 58, Chrome 64, and NVDA 2017 compatibility. The VisionAware blog offers a quick look at the new Victor Reader Trek. And now you can enable follow-up mode with Alexa so that if you have a series of questions, you can just ask them naturally. On the other side of the personal assistant skirmish, Google Assistant is now available on the iPad. There are four streams running constantly through which you can listen to the outside world. The locations are Jamestown, North Carolina, Far Rockaway, New York, London, UK, and Tallinn, Estonia. They are in a playlist, M3U. Lens is a visual search engine, and when you take a picture with your phone, Google will do an analysis and provide insights into what you're looking at. Now it's getting even better, and you can store information from business cards as contacts, even describe landmarks that you've spotted. Now available for Android, with an iOS version to come soon. You are invited to join the private beta testing group of iSense, a new sight companion designed for the blind and low-sighted. You can teach iSense faces or family and friends, and also any object you would like the app to identify. If you are an iPhone user with iOS 11, you can request to join this private beta link. There's a video that claims to offer 10 simple tricks to search YouTube like a pro. And the Accessible Digital Project may be able to pay for reviews of audio-described content. Check their webpage for information. In podcast developments, some experienced podcasters have joined forces for a monthly iCast. Podcasts can be divided into sections for convenient navigation with some players. The Blindside Podcast 377 discusses this and much more. FSCast number 151 shares what's coming up for JAWS in March, and more. We have Blind Bargains QCast, that would be 136, and then the Blind Bargains team will be off to at the CSUN meeting, bringing the conference home to us through interviews. Learn about experiencing art non-visually in Eyes on Success number 1811. Comcast is providing audio-described coverage of the Paralympics. And the New York Times is launching an audiobook bestseller list this week. Much attention has been paid to the security of Facebook accounts. The Electronic Freedom Foundation tells us how to protect ourselves. We can also download the entire archive of what Facebook has stored and examine it. Sendero GPS has announced version 22 of its navigation apps for PC, Braille Note, and Braille Sense products. The upgrade costs $22 no matter what version you are upgrading from. Microsoft continues to make great strides in the accessibility of Windows 10. Their blog post tells us about a lot of positive changes. In this regard, Joseph Lee will present a comprehensive program on the present and future of Windows 10 accessibility with demonstrations on Tech Talk on March 27. Archives will be available for later listening. Many vendors are offering discounts during the CSUN conference that is going on as this issue gets to you. Through March 27, you can buy iOS Access for All, the giant book we mentioned recently, in the EPUB or PDF editions for just $16 rather than the usual $20. It's Off to Work We Go, Bonnie Mosen's popular job hunting book for blind people. It's now available in Daisy Audio and also still available in text formats. Buy and download instantly. Video game maker EA has launched a new website to centralize accessibility resources for its games and provide a place for users to share feedback. And just ahead of CSUN, Humanware has released version 5.0 of the Keysoft software for Braille Note Touch. This version includes full support for reading and editing using both USB and Bluetooth QWERTY keyboards, a one-handed mode, media playback shortcut commands, and other various improvements and fixes. There is a podcast that demonstrates Google Lens on iOS MP3 and an Apple Viz podcast that teaches three easy ways to learn and use emoji like a pro. This Second Sense post offers an answer to the question, Apple Watch, convenience or necessity? You can use Alexa, both as a clock radio, and you can also turn on Alexa's brief mode. There's a three-year-old article out from the Braille Monitor that offers still pertinent fodder for discussion about assistive versus mainstream technology and free versus paid technology. Microsoft Accessibility providing an update on their ongoing work to make Skype more accessible. And there is a DYI Web Accessibility Blueprint from A-List Apart. The latest podcast from Audio Pizza, demonstrating the audio editing features of Reaper, is called REA Console. Get geeky, get productive with Reaper. And there's an article in the Globe and Mail of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, entitled Emerging Technologies Opening Doors. You can hear about accessible gym equipment on the Blind Side podcast, episode number 78. And the Blind Bargains crew got another podcast in before they left for CSUN, episode number 3137. And now they'll be recording and posting interviews from there over the next several days. And for the final Tech Tips item, episode 1812 of Eyes on Success is called Running with Wayband. The James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship has been created by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities and has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. This award, formerly known as the Mayor's Committee Scholarship Award, is now named in honor of James Benton Sr., who chaired the committee at the award's inception and who originated the idea for the scholarship. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, schoolwork, and community activities, honors and ability to express herself or himself in written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee must receive scholarship applications by May 31. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Raleigh Mayor's Committee meeting. Applications must be sent to Housing and Neighborhoods Department, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. Attention, Lori Millette, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. Scholarship Selection Committee, 1 City Plaza, 421 Fayetteville Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27602. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. If you know anyone who needs an application or more information, have them call Lori Millette of the committee at 919-324-1128. Sharon Benton and Ginger Rush also have application forms available. Arts Access invites you to see the calendar of events for audio described performances at their website, www.artsaccessinc.org. Duke Disability Alliance is proud to invite you to Disability and the Arts on Saturday, March 31 from 12:30 to 4 p.m. at the Nasher Museum of Art. It will be an afternoon of exploring the intersection of disability, pride, and artistic liberty. Guest artists Antoine Hunter, a dancer, Barbara Barnes, an illustrator, and Carrie Sandahl, a filmmaker, will be present, and you are invited to come and hear stories and experience the forms of art that will change your perceptions about the limits of disability. There will be time for discussion and socializing over refreshments, and the event will conclude with an interactive sensory tour of the galleries. The event is free and open to the public. Quintex Low Vision and RLCB are announcing demo days. They're scheduled for Thursday, April 26 and Tuesday, May 22. New products include OrCam, New Eyes, and Iris Vision. To schedule an appointment and for more information, please call Edna Beard at 1-800-346-7974 or send her an email at edna@quintexlowvision.com. The 15th Annual Fair Housing Conference is set for Friday, April 27. Registration is now open, and this will be held at the City of Raleigh Convention Center. This is the 15th annual meeting. Seating is limited to 200 attendees. Co-sponsors are the City of Raleigh Fair Housing Hearing Board and the Fair Housing Project of the Legal Aid of North Carolina. The keynote speaker is Dr. Eddie J. Gloud, Jr., a chair of the Center of African American Studies and the William S. Todd Professor of Religion and African American Studies at Princeton University. You can call the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138 for the specific email or website information to register. Arts Access is excited to invite you to a second annual series of Fortunate Events, or SOFI, as they call them, five talent showcases featuring artists with disabilities in visual art, both kids and adults, featuring as well music, theater, and film throughout the month of May. All of these locations are in Raleigh. It begins with a VIP kickoff reception on May 3 from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Laurel Brook, 2319 Hodges Street. This event celebrates the artists, hosts, and sponsors of the event with an evening filled with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, music, and great company. Join our host and honorary chair to celebrate this year's series. A first Friday reception will be held on May 4 from 6 to 8 p.m. at the United Arts Council, 410 Glenwood Avenue, number 170. And this will feature the opening of Ultralight 2, an exhibition that celebrates the creativity of people with disabilities. The exhibition is on the First Friday Art Walk route, and it will include drinks and hors d'oeuvres and time to socialize with the exhibiting artists. Next, a house concert on May 5th, which is a Saturday, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Lincoln Theater, 26 East Cabrera Street. It'll be a musical event featuring the talents and multiple bands throughout the afternoon. Then a film screening will occur on Thursday, May 10, at the Alamo Drafthouse Center, 2116D New Bern Avenue, where there will be a screening and talk of a film made by, for, and about people with disabilities. Next, a kids' art exhibition on Saturday, May 12, at the Sertoma Arts Center, 1400 West Millbrook Road. It'll be the opening of Fantastic Beasts, an exhibition of artwork made by kids with and without disabilities, and a SparkCon street painting workshop that is accessible to everyone. And finally, there will be a theater showcase on Wednesday, May 16, at Theater in the Park, 107 Pullen Road. This will be a showcase of theatrical performances by artists with disabilities. The Wake Chapter, of the NFB will hold their regular meeting on Saturday, April 14. The meeting is from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. For more information, please call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or email him at rcp7@bellsouth.net. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities' next meeting will be on Thursday, April 19, from noon until 1 p.m. in Room 305. Of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street. David Eatman from the City of Raleigh Transportation Department will be the guest speaker. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly at the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2110 Noble Road. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about the group's schedule and its activities. And it's time for some summer camps. The CSEE summer camps are sponsored by the Brighter Path Foundation of Winston-Salem and are designed to provide valuable educational and recreational opportunities for K through 12 students. Registration is now open. Sea Camp Abilities H2O is being held June 24 to 28, and it's an overnight water sports camp for rising 8th to 12th graders who are blind and visually impaired. We'll swim, row, kayak, water ski, and splash around from our home base on the shores of Lake Norman, as well as throw in a trip to the National Whitewater Center in Charlotte for good measure. Novices are welcome, and life jackets are plentiful. All that's required is a willingness to try new things and to get wet. And there'll be some evening activities. The cost is free, it's co-ed, residential, and it's for rising 8th to 12th graders. The location, Camp Dogwood, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina. Contact telephone 828-335-1136 or email jhardwick, J-H-A-R-D-W-I-G, at ifbsolutions.org. The Sea Adventure Camp is being held July 22 to 26 for teens who are blind or have significant visual impairment and who are ready to stretch their legs and hit the trail. We plan to hike and raft, climb and swim, and zip in and around the Nantahala Gorge in western North Carolina. We'll stay in bunkhouses at the Nantahala Outdoor Center Base Camp. The cost is free, it's co-ed and residential. The location is the Nantahala Outdoor Center, Bryson City, North Carolina. Contact information is a phone number, 828-335-1136, and email also jhardwick@ifbsolutions.org. Sea Day Camp, there's two of them. There's one on July 9 through 26th, Winston-Salem. That offers a combination of education, enrichment, and recreation for kids K to 12 who are blind and visually impaired. We'll get crafty and creative this summer with 3 weeks to cook, act, make, sing, learn, laugh, and play. Come for 1 week or come for all three. The cost is free. Contact the Tracy's Little Red Schoolhouse, Winston-Salem. Telephone 336-245-5669. Email to Kay Flanagan, that's K-F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N, at ifbsolutions.org. And the other Sea Day Camp, Asheville, is being held July 9 to 13. This offers a combination of education, enrichment, and recreation for kids K to 12. This year, we're combining our favorite activities from previous day camps. It's going to be cooking, talent show, outdoor adventure, all into one glorious five-day week. The cost is free, and it's co-ed. Campers age 5 to 18 are welcome, and it's held daily in West Asheville. For contact, call 828-335-1136 or email jhardwick@ifbsolutions.org. Finally, the Sea Theater Camp, Winston-Salem. That'll be July 30 to August 2. The first week of August is theater camp for students 12 years age and older. Campers work each day on a full-length play to be performed at the end of the week. We'll learn about props, scenery, costumes, blocking, and more, with each camper exploring and speaking, singing, dancing, and taking backstage parts. From overture to curtain call, campers prepare for a thrilling week of theater. The cost is free, and it is co-ed. The location, Tracy's Little Red Schoolhouse, Winston-Salem. For information, call 336-245-5669, or you can email kflanagan@ifbsolutions.org. Don't blink now, or you're going to miss it, because it's about time to start preparing for the 2018 GMSAAI reunion. And it's sure to be full of entertainment, fun, frivolity, food, and fellowship. And here's what you need to know. The dates will be August 3 to 5. You'll be residing at the luxurious Homewood Suites Hotel by Raleigh Crab at Rob. The luxurious Homewood Suites by Hilton, the Raleigh Crabtree Valley, located at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive in Raleigh. Check-in will be at 3 o'clock p.m., and check-out will be no later than noon on Sunday. We have reserved 50 rooms, 30 king, 20 doubles. Rates are $100 per night for kings and doubles, and 12.75% tax added, or a grand total of $246.88 for the weekend. A hot breakfast is included at this rate. Rooms are currently available for booking. However, once these 50 rooms are booked and or after July 12, the room rates will resort back to the going rate, which is twice as high as we are going to be paying. The hotel has consented to a convenient pay-as-you-go plan. Here's how it works. Contact Central Reservations at 800-225-5466 and book your room. Then, after that, you can make payments in two ways. The traditional way, by paying in full upon arrival, or If you don't want to do that or are unable to do so, you can fill out a credit card authorization form, which gives Monica Shreve, the hotel's sales and services director, authority to make drafts on your behalf periodically. She's the only person authorized to do so. You can't do this when you're contacting Central Reservations because you've got to do it through her. Her phone number is 919-785-1426, and she can make the payments for you. And if you're so inclined, you can upload your authorization form to her at monica.shreve@hilton.com. An initial deposit of $10 or more is required, and she can fill you in on the details for that in terms of how you make the balance of your payments. The hotel's cancellation policy is you've got to cancel by 3 p.m. on August 3rd or 24 hours before check-in without penalty. And any monies applied to your card will be fully refunded. After the cancellation period, you would have a one-night stay charge if you don't cancel within the required time frame of a one-night charge plus 12.75% tax. Registration fees are $65 for members, $75 for non-members. After July 14, an additional $10 added to these costs. All checks or money orders should be made payable to GMSAAI and mailed along with your registration form to Frances Council. You can get her address by calling her at 919-832-9732 or via email fcraleigh@aol.com. All registration fees are non-refundable unless approved by the committee. The theme will be Mardi Gras. And don't forget the talent show. It'll be back again. If you're interested in participating, contact your MC, George Littlejohn, at 816-825-0303 or via email at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweetbaby is SUITEBABY. On Sunday morning, we'll pause and have a prayer service and memorial to give thanks and to remember those we have lost. So get ready for some fun. And be sure that you're there. If you need any assistance with your registration or application form, you can contact Frances Council at fcraleigh@aol.com or 919-832-9732. Next up for this issue will be the recipes from the Chuck Wagon Gang that are guaranteed to bowl you over. First one up is Magic Crust Coconut Pie. It's an old one, but it's a good one. And the tip on how to replace the Bisquick in the recipe is worth the repeat. What do you need in the way of ingredients? 1/2 cup Bisquick, 3/4 cup sugar, 4 eggs, 2 cups of milk, 1 cup flaked coconut, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 tablespoon of butter, softened. And here's what you do with all that. Combine the ingredients and pour into a 9-inch buttered pan, a buttered pie pan. Bake it at 400 degrees for 25 to 30 minutes until the custard sets. Like magic, it layers into a crust, custard, and coconut topping. And then cool it. Here's the tip. 1 cup of Bisquick can be substituted by mixing 1 cup of flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1 tablespoon of oil or melted butter. Sounds good. Next up, crab cakes. The ingredients, 1 large egg, 2 1/2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 1/2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon of Old Bay seasoning, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of finely diced celery, about 1 stalk, 2 tablespoons of finely chopped fresh parsley, 1 pound of lump crab meat, 1/2 cup of panko breadcrumbs, and some canola oil. So how do you make it? First, line a baking sheet with aluminum foil. Then combine the egg, mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, Worcestershire, Old Bay, salt, celery, and parsley in a large bowl and mix it well. Then add the crab meat, but be sure to check the meat for any hard or sharp cartilage that might have been left in. And then add the panko. Gently fold the mixture together until just combined, being careful not to shred the crab meat. Shape them into 6 crab cakes, about a half cup each, and place it on a prepared baking sheet. Cover and refrigerate for at least 1 hour. Preheat a large nonstick pan to medium and coat it with canola oil. When the oil is hot, place the crab cakes in the pan and cook until golden brown, about 3 to 5 minutes per side. And be careful, as the oil may splatter. Serve immediately with tartar sauce or a squeeze of lemon. And number 3, speaking of tartar sauce, is quick tartar sauce. For this, you're going to need a cup of mayonnaise, 1.5 tablespoons of sweet pickle relish, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of minced red onion, 1 to 2 tablespoons of lemon juice to taste, salt and pepper, and that should be freshly ground pepper, according to your taste. At that point, just mix all the ingredients together in a small bowl, cover it up, and chill it until you are ready to serve, use, and enjoy. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times Notes, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I'm Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.